from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh boy. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Let's go with Brad in Manhattan.
I was going to say, let's get the rest of our consultant.
Brad, what's up?
What's up, Brad?
Oh, let me get you off speaker.
Yep, it's all good.
The floor is yours, Brad.
Drop some knowledge on us, Brad.
Come on. Come on, telephone. There we go.
Yeah, there we go.
Sorry, guys.
That's all good.
No problem.
All right, sorry. So before we get to the pizza stuff, Kiki, just wanted to let you know, lifelong Jet fan, loved you and your brother.
Thank you, man.
So you guys were phenomenal.
Thank you.
And listen, quick resume, restaurant business for 30 years. Right now, I'm currently a consultant. 6 properties I have are pizza places in Manhattan.
Okay.
All right, Brad, so I hope your consulting work, you're a little better on the phone than you were answering. You had to get us on.
And, yeah, sorry about that. And I have a 7-year-old, just for reference.
Yes.
Who we just went to Chuck E. Cheese 2 weeks ago. For you to think.
You are expert right now. Go ahead.
Yeah. If you think that Chuck E. Cheese is pizza, then that's like taking a bagel, putting some sauce on it with some grated cheese and saying, here, my 7-year-old, here's some pizza.
No, Brad, you're so off.
In-cheek. No, dude, they make that pizza for kids for a reason.
Mm. Like Bagel Bites.
Think about
which,
it.
By the way, my daughter loves.
They make it for a palate of a child. And if you're a child, Chuck E. Cheese is the greatest pizza in the world.
Brad, I'm going to debunk you with this. You're a restaurant consultant. You tell me what's the better food, caviar or a chicken finger?
Mm.
Don't laugh.
Dude, apples and oranges.
No. This is a bigger point. If you were given the option, somebody said, right now you're starving, here's this plate of caviar. I'll either call it the best caviar that exists in the world or the best chicken finger ever made. Which are you putting in your mouth, Brad?
Would that be beluga?
I got to tell you, for a guy who used to have Listeric as a client, I'm a caviar kind
of
guy.
Oh, you're so full of it, Brad. Get lost. Everybody takes the chicken finger over the caviar. And what is a chicken finger meant for? A kid's palate. Oh, stop it. Would you rather have snail brains or would you rather have macaroni and cheese?
Snail brains?
You'd rather have macaroni and cheese.
You mean snails. Escargot?
Okay. Escargot. Would you rather have escargot or macaroni and cheese, Dickie?
I mean, done properly, give me the snails.
Oh, you guys.
I'm just being real,
what
dude?
Happens?
Everybody Little becomes... squingeal is way better than mac and cheese.
The best mac and cheese? I'm not talking about Kraft, bro.
I'm telling you. Gourmet mac and cheese, if it's done right, he's right. I would take that.
I was at one of the best steakhouses in Minnesota Super Bowl week. People said, try the bone marrow.
Bone marrow's tremendous.
Mm-hmm. Guess what?
I love it.
I'd rather have Bob Evans mashed potatoes.
Oh,
okay?
It's like meat butter. It's amazing.
Stop it with the other. Everybody just thinks because you become an adult, you got to forget about your kids. Sometimes kids' palates are spot on, you know.
Okay, now that you are in the sweet life, they actually have both.
I know. I prefer a good
they
short
have
rib.
Caviar and short ribs and the highfalutin food that you usually don't get when you go to a game.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're in the sweet life,
yep.
Sean. They also have chicken fingers. What do you go to first?
I could tell you that at Foo Fighters the other night, I had not one, but 9 chicken fingers. And Mark, if you're listening, I'm still wondering why there was no fries out either.
You got to ask for fries for some reason. I don't know why.
Most sweets we go to, fries are there.
You got
to
ask for fries.
The sweet was lacking fries. I had nine chicken fingers.
I got to tell you, I always appetizer with chicken fingers and sweets.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you.
Always. First thing I grab.
So for
chicken
Brad,
finger.
Brad,
it's like, informs you. Because if you screw up a chicken finger, then you got to believe the rest of the food is not going
to
be that good.
To Sean's point, where I just threw a birthday party for my daughter. We had adult food. We had chicken fingers. You know, the chicken fingers.
Everybody grazes a chicken finger.
Yep, everybody. The adults were going after the chicken fingers.
This is the problem. A guy like Brad is a restaurant consultant that doesn't know how to work his phone. He's calling restaurants and he's over... Oh, look at this proper meal I have to have. Dude, sometimes the simple stuff tastes the best. That's why the Chuck E. Cheese pizza is overtaking the world. 888-808-1019. Vince in Los Angeles. Vince, what's up? Wow, we're going worldwide.
Hey, Sean.
What's up, Vince?
I got to say, I really think that because you like to eat so much, you may have lost all your taste buds. But just to be fair, I've been in Los Angeles for 20 years. I'm originally from New York.
Okay.
In 20 years, I've only found 2 places in L.A. where I'll eat pizza. So just for the heck of it, we took my friend's son to Chuck E. Cheese yesterday. Fried the pizza, the worst stuff I've ever tasted in my life.
Come on, stop. But you don't have New York water there.
No, you know what? That's the thing. The place I go to here in L.A., he gets his water from New York. Huh? That's why I go there.
Okay, but Ernest Cheese in Los Angeles may not be getting their water from New York, is what I'm telling you.
Yeah. It's amazing that water makes that big of a difference.
It does, right?
It's obviously the bread. It's nothing else. It's not the cheese and the
right. Well, the bagels is the same thing.
Bagels are the same thing. Bagels feel like bread anywhere else.
Yeah,
right. I don't know what it is though.
I don't know either. But that's why a part of the reason where I have a low enough interest right now, and the pizza and bagels is good. So I'm here. Okay, for better or for worse, give me the foot of snow I got to dig out because I'm not going to get pizza and bagels elsewhere. Connor and Monmouth County. Connor, what's up?
What's up, Connor?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're good.
So, I actually used to work at Chuck E. Cheese when I was in college.
Okay.
And
Big baseball topic today.
I know.
Yeah. First of all, I don't even agree that, it used to be that terrible. It was never frozen. You know, we would make it, straight up regular pizza, spread the dough, ladle the sauce, put the cheese on. I mean, it wasn't, but like Sean said, I took my kids, 3 weeks ago, and it's completely different. It was real, thin crust, nice and crispy, but it's the crust.
Yeah.
They take the brush and they go around the crust with a buttery garlic.
Oh.
And I was amazed. My kids had a slice or two each and they took off to go back to the games. Now they have a mini trampoline park in there.
Yeah.
And I mean, I ate the whole damn thing. I ate the whole thing. It was amazing.
Oh, garlic butter.
Yeah, I used to go in and make the pizza, make the salad bar, dress up as the mouse, get punched in the groin for hours.
Oh, nice. Nice. They can't pay you enough to do that job, right?
they do not, definitely. But I think there's really, it's 2 categories. It's commercial and it's, mom and pop. And at least, I don't want to go off the deep end. At least for the commercial argument, it's Slaughter's, Domino's, Pizza Hut, Little Caesars. I really think it's that good.
Yeah,
And unless you've been there in the last couple of years, you can't really comment on it.
Connor, tell everybody, including Brad, if you haven't been there in the last couple of years, shut your mouth.
I'm telling you, I was taken back. It's really, really, really good, especially if you flip it around and go crust first. I'm telling you.
You ain't feeding those crusts to your dog, Tiggy. You ain't feeding those crusts to your dog.
I mean, you might be too, rich for her. Yeah, you can't give your dog, every bit of table
food. That could be a runny backyard.
Exactly right.
Bad runny backyard.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.